Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me now to talk a little bit about some legislation that has recently passed in the U.S. House of Representatives and some other events that have happened in the last couple of weeks, Congressman Ben Ray Lujan is joining me from his offices and house in Washington, D.C. Ben Ray Lujan, good afternoon. Good to see you. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for letting me visit with everyone today.
You bet. It's great to have you with us. And I guess first and foremost, I must offer congratulations because soon I'll need to be calling you Senator Ben Ray Lujan. You are the senator-elect now from New Mexico. Congratulations.
I appreciate that, sir. And it was truly an honor to earn the support of so many people across New Mexico, and look forward to getting to know everyone across the state. And I hope to earn the support and trust of those who didn't vote for me. But in the end, it's about all of us coming together, especially with the tough times that families are facing, small businesses are facing, the entire state is facing right now, Scott. So I hope that we can all pull in the same direction to be able to make sure everyone has what they need to fully recover and rebuild.
Well, we'll look forward to that and definitely continue to have our conversations, I hope, once you move across the building there to the Senate side. But in the meantime, you've got a piece of legislation that has been passed by the House that I wanted to ask you about. And this is the Fraud and Scams Reduction Act, because during this whole COVID-19 pandemic, we have seen across this country a lot of scammers trying to take advantage of the situation. So talk to me about this piece of legislation.
Scott, so this is an important piece of legislation because the number of families that have been getting scammed and all of the scam attempts across America, including right at home in New Mexico. And this is a really strong piece of legislation. It's bipartisan. We've been working on this legislation during this entire pandemic, working to pass initiatives that will fully address and go after these scammers that are taking advantage of people and that are hurting them. So many families have fallen victim to stealing their personal information, of peddling false COVID-19 treatments, selling defective personal protective equipment, even trying to scam people out of those $1,200 direct payment checks, Scott. So this is a comprehensive package. It was built by Republicans and by Democrats to work in our communities, directly targeting elders, military service members, Native American communities, and tribal members who are all directly at risk of this. And it develops penalties by working with the Federal Trade Commission. And just to give you some numbers, Scott, the Federal Trade Commission, through their reporting associated with attempted scams, it jumped by 144% over the last year. And we know that not all of these scams are reported to the Federal Trade Commission. So it just shows you how many people are getting attacked out there across New Mexico. And I'm very proud of this legislation. Again, bipartisan, worked with Democrats and Republicans. It's passed the House now. And we're certainly hopeful that this is something that Mitch McConnell will allow to pass before the end of the calendar year so that it can be put to use to help more people across America and go after these criminals wherever they may be.
And that's my next question is, what are your thoughts about its chances in the Senate? There's been some conversations that maybe there would be another pandemic relief bill moving its way through Congress, and perhaps could this be part of that overall bill, or would this be a separate vote, do you think?
Whether it's part of an overall package or an individual vote, this bill is ready to go. It's passed the House. It clearly passed without opposition coming out of the House of Representatives, overwhelmingly positive. And so there's no reason that Mitch McConnell cannot put this up for a vote on his version of the suspension calendar with unanimous consent with all senators. So this could pass without much lift even in the U.S. Senate. So I'm hopeful it'll be brought up sooner rather than later. And look, you bring up the importance of passing a package with COVID relief.
Right.
Passed several packages over the last many months. And I still remain concerned that Mitch McConnell is still not at the table negotiating this next round of funding. And we've also heard some disappointing news from the Trump administration that President Trump has also pulled his negotiators away from the table to pass a COVID package. The American people are hurting, Scott. Small businesses are hurting. We're now seeing rise in COVID across America, including numbers where records are being set every day back in New Mexico. It's clear this is a package that's needed. Vice President Biden, our president-elect, has called for Congress to move and to move now before the end of the calendar year to pass a package. And we're ready and willing and able to build off of the work that we've done, Scott. So I'm hoping and I'm praying that we'll see some action from Mitch McConnell and from our colleagues in the United States Senate to come to the table to get this done soon. The American people deserve it. And our brothers and sisters back in New Mexico need this help.
Sure. And there seems to be a lot of kind of, I don't know how else to call it, but not a lot of movement in Washington, D.C. these days. Certainly, I wanted to ask you a bit about the election, and there's still a lot of, some would say controversy about the results. Others would say it's a done deal with President-elect Biden preparing, but there's still a problem that the transition has not started, and the votes are going to be certified here in the next few weeks. Give me your thoughts on the situation there in D.C. Don't we need to have a transition to have a smooth administration moving in on January 20th?
Scott, a smooth transition is absolutely essential to our democracy, to protecting and defending our democracy. And a peaceful transition is critical to the United States of America. It's always been that way. And that's something that is missing this year. Even many of my Republican colleagues have been taken back. Some of them have been vocal about their concerns as well with the Trump administration, stonewalling any joint briefings, not just with COVID, but also with national security issues. Scott, if you go back to the 9/11 Commission report that was published after the transition from President Clinton to George W. Bush, the 9/11 Commission report was also critical then that those briefings should have been taking place from the Clinton administration to the transition of George W. Bush. And because those briefings were not taking place, the 9/11 Commission report stated that it made America less safe. I'm certainly hopeful that the Trump administration takes a close read of that. And in the same way that Republican colleagues were critical of that transition from Clinton to Bush, I'm hoping that they'll speak up today and acknowledge that this is something that has to happen. Again, for the well-being of the American people when it comes to COVID, if there is not a continuity in planning and putting work into place to make sure that the vaccine will be able to be distributed across the country, that all of the work that needs to go in with fully activating the Defense Production Act for more PPE, for more testing. Hospitals across New Mexico are telling us that there's a shortage. We now see ICU beds that are full in El Paso and in other communities that have been really hard hit. We're now seeing some of the FEMA tents that are having to go in. It's clear that these numbers are increasing across America. And again, putting an exclamation point on the urgency with these briefings as well, Scott. And look, it's not just Democratic Secretary of States and governors across America, but Republican Secretary of States and governors who have also said that these election results are clear, that it is Joe Biden, who is our president-elect, Kamala Harris, who is our vice president-elect, and the numbers are clear. And so I'm hopeful that we'll see this begin sooner rather than later. It should have already begun with what is a peaceful transition power, but especially the urgency of these briefings.
Understood. And Representative Lujan, let me ask you just one final question about the vote numbers and the vote results. Do you have any takeaways from that? And I guess what I mean is, we see that the president, member of the Republican Party, had lost, yet the Democratic Party didn't come out maybe as strongly as some had suggested, losing some seats in the House. The Senate may be still up for grabs, depending on what happens in Georgia. But does that tell you that maybe the majority of voters in the United States don't vote a straight party ticket? They are still splitting their votes up and down the ballot?
But what I appreciate this year, Scott, is that we had record turnout across America, and we should always strive for more people voting, not less people voting. And not just in New Mexico, where record set with voter turnout, but across the United States of America. And look, just to go back to the presidential, Joe Biden right now is sitting at 306 electoral votes. remember 4 years ago, after the results came in, and it was then President-elect Donald Trump, he took to the microphone and he proclaimed how 306 electoral votes was a landslide election. And he continued to repeat that during his 4 years in office. Well, 306 electoral votes is what Joe Biden is currently sitting at. And I think it shows the strong electoral vote that Joe Biden, who is our president-elect, received. Similar with the exact number of President Trump just in 2016. But you're right, across the country, you know, we continue to see record turnout by Democratic voters and by Republican voters, by independents, and by all voters. And that's just something that's always encouraging. And I'm certainly hopeful that Joe Biden will be able to bring us together as the United States of America. As our president-elect has said, Joe Biden doesn't see us as red states or blue states. He sees us as the United States. And he has been abundantly clear that he'll be a president for all Americans as well. And so I'm hoping that the United States can turn a page on divisive policies and divisive issues and work to try to bring us together. That's where we are. We all support each other. And especially during times of national crisis, like we're experiencing right now with COVID, it's more important than ever, Scott.
Well, I agree with that. And that would be a refreshing a change from the last few years, Representative Lujan. So thank you for joining me this afternoon. I really appreciate it. And of course, again, congratulations and good luck in your move to your new Senate office.
Always an honor, sir. I look forward to catching up with you and with all the listeners. And just want to remind everyone out there, please stay safe. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Do everything you can to keep yourself and your loved ones safe. Remember to wear a mask. Remember to keep those hands clean. And remember to practice social distancing. Let's do everything we can to look out for all our friends and neighbors and everyone in our communities.
Good advice. And same to you, too. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you very much. That is Congressman Ben Ray Lujan speaking with me from the nation's capital right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.